Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's 5 o'clock on the most listened to sports talk show for your ride home.
Yes, sir.
Time for the Falcons Report.
Stop! Big Beasley slams it through the gut to touchdown Atlanta. Julio, touchdown! Oh, my goodness!
The 5 o'clock Falcons Report on Dukes and Bell.
You heard the man. It is Dukes and Bell. We are brought to you and driven by Kia. For more info, visit atlkia.com. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, Falcon Report. I tell you what, Mike Bell, this Camp Brotherhood, which is going on down in Florida, Matt Ryan, and you know, it's not a thing, I guess, until you have a name for it. Like last year, remember, it was just like Matt Ryan and the receivers are going down to Florida. Okay, this year they've got a name for it. Camp Brotherhood.
How about Camp Payback? Then maybe, you know, we may have a game winner for later tonight, brought to you by Audi. That's not a bad idea.
The slogan for
Jarvis, what would you want on that t-shirt?
What would you say about, you know, the slogan we use moving forward for the next season?
Oh, no.
Huh?
What's the slogan, man?
I think Jarvis says, you want to finish that?
Yeah, that might be a game winner.
That works. We're going to finish that. Like it could,
we're going to finish that.
It could apply to a chicken biscuit or to coming back and finishing the Super Bowl.
But they've got this this camp going on down there. Guys are working out.
Coming back like Jordan wearing the 4-5?
Okay, you could do that. That might be a little long. Maybe the 4-5 on the back, though.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
All right.
He got beat by the Magic in the semifinals, didn't he?
It's just the premise of the metaphor of Jordan coming back.
Put 52 on the shirt.
52?
Super Bowl 52.
Oh, just got you. Just boom.
Yeah. Coming back wearing the 52?
It's the PR head.
Okay. I understand, AT.
Or maybe just get the roof done.
That might be too.
Or Dome ain't got no roof.
Oh, I like that.
Ah. Yeah. Yeah.
We be in the city.
Okay.
There's
that's
no
a song.
Ceiling.
You had me until that part right there.
Well, Rodman told you all the ideas are borrowed.
what did Michael Jordan say, Arthur? What was the exact quote?
The ceiling is the roof.
Yeah.
Well, actually, we might not have a ceiling because literally the roof might not work.
Don't get me started on that.
The ceiling is the sunroof.
We will get to here in just a minute.
Our stadium is T-tops. Anyway, back to you, Carl.
No. By the way, since we're talking about the Super Bowl date for Atlanta Super Bowl has been announced, guys. That would be Super Bowl 53, mm-hmm. February 3rd, 2019. Sounds like a long way away.
And the Falcons beat Tom Brady for the second year in a row.
Brady's still around in 2019?
Yeah. We sent him out on his ass. And that's how it goes.
I would love it.
I'm just trying to visualize, okay? I'm just trying to – I think we're all trying to come up with some ideas on how you get past what happened in the Super Bowl. But, I mean, we'll joke around about it later in the game, winner. But, yeah, the idea is, what does it mean? Some guys still will poo-poo it and they'll hit us up on the text line. Look, it was a good thing to do last year. It was the first time Matt had done it. And it gets the whole team involved. And again, it's not just the skill position players, as we said yesterday, not just wide receivers, running backs, defensive players invited too.
I think it's good camaraderie. It's good in many ways. And again, I said this earlier in the week, and some guys were like, man, you're thinking too much about this. I think it's good when you're around other guys who went through that experience to be able to talk to them a way that maybe you can't talk to your wife or a guy who didn't experience that. These other guys, they got guys in the league, but they didn't live that. They weren't there that night at the Super Bowl. So you're talking with different guys. You're working through that. But at the end of the day, Mike, we got some issues that we need to get solved. And I say issues in a good way. Our team is very good. But when you start talking about the O-line, D-Led believes the Falcons could run into some trouble in their attempts to replace Chris Chester in the draft. He talked to our man, Daniel Jeremiah. Daniel Jeremiah said this. He says, I talked to an offensive line coach this week who said this is the worst offensive line class that he's seen in 15 years.
Yeah, but you're not going to take a guard. You don't draft a guard. You'll grab a tackle.
Yes.
Convert him to a guard, potentially.
Yep.
Now, who was the kid, Forrest?
Lamp.
Lamp, out of Western Kentucky. He was a guy that, I mean, we thought we'd get him at 30. Now he doesn't probably fall out of the top 20, right? I mean, as you just say, there's a premium now.
There is. I think Cam Robinson's gone. Mm-hmm. I think maybe Indiana's Dan Feeney is gone. You talk about Forrest Lamp. These are some of the top guys. But again, everybody's not drafting a tackle. But I do think if you're looking to get one of those top three guys or four guys, they may be gone, especially if you go defense and think you're going to roll back around in the second round and take a guy. Now, that doesn't mean the Falcons won't take a flyer on a guy
right.
and see if he works out, like they did with Switzer, right? They took him late.
Yeah, sixth rounder.
You're going to, there's not to say that they won't do that, but I'm talking about at the first pick or in the first round at 31, whether they move up or back, depending on how this thing plays out. If you're going to do that, that means you really, really like a guy if you're going to move up to try to get him. And that's why I think if you're thinking offensive line, now there's just way into, okay, you know what? That is much more of a need right now with our football team, losing Chris Chester and getting that guy replaced and getting a good player in there versus some of the other things that we've talked about.
Yeah, I mean, the idea that you wouldn't have somebody in camp, that's not an option, right? You can't – remember 2 years ago they had to go get LaVitre because they realized, you know,
it wasn't working.
All the blocking and all the guys like Asamoah, all those guys didn't fit what they were trying to do, and they had to go do it. You want to have this in place. So, well, like, maybe Switzer can't take that leap. If they do actually go with an offensive lineman early or in the second round, then obviously they think Switzer maybe isn't ready for this gig.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.